Hey, hey, everyone. It's your boy SJ Beep here with
yours truly, Ms. Proper. What's going on, boys and girls and gender nonconformers?
Yes, and we're coming to you live from the comfort of our own homes.
You're here.
Period.
I think I confused you for a second there when I said it. You were like, what? Okay,
it's okay. It's cool. What is going on this beautiful Wednesday, Ms. Proper?
I know, not a thing. I'm just happy to be back on. I know last week we had some issues. Okay, SJB had to call message the maker of the app that we use. And, okay, girl, got him on speed dial. He's like, I'm at home. I'm going to figure it out. So we wasn't just taking a regular day off. There was really something going on with the app. So y'all just going to have to forgive us at this point.
Okay. Shout out to Adam for always being there when I have to have some type of technical issue. Bless his heart.
Girl.
But, you know, we're trying to get these things right. This is true.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm enough at this point. He's going to be my future husband. I'm putting it into existence. But, y'all, that's for another episode. That's beyond the situation here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
What you been doing, though, SJB? I know you're at the top. I want to know what you've been doing. What you been up to?
Let's see. When am I not up to something, right? Past week or so, I've just been kind of getting stuff together to make that big old jump onto the East Coast. Atlanta specifically. So I've just been packing a lot. I've been cleaning a lot. I've been buying a whole bunch of shit I probably do not need on Amazon a lot. Amazon has been my best friend for the past week or so. Shout out to my gay dad, Larry, because his closet is full with all of my stuff from Amazon. So they probably think it's like Amazon frenzy going on over there. What else have I done? That's pretty much it. My mind has really been focused on moving. I can't wait to be like in my new place and stable so that I can get back to like my creative side, because I've had like several ideas or notes I've written down like in the past couple of weeks, because I just haven't brought myself to the computer to write anything just because it's such like a weird transition period of my life. But yeah, that's it. Everything's pretty kosher, pretty smooth going right now.
Yeah, that's a whole mouthful, but I'm glad to hear you're about to, you know, get ready to move on over to the East Coast, make that big old week, and be closer to everybody, right? Okay, back with your people, you know. I'm happy to have you back.
Honestly, like, people have been, like, trying to trip me up a little bit because, you know, I'm moving. I'll be like, yeah, I'm moving to the East Coast. Oh, where? D.C., New York? Or, what, like, where? I'm like, no, I'm moving to Georgia. I'm like, oh, that's the South. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, bitch, anything that coasts that side, I consider it the East Coast, period. So,
exactly.
Whatever. I just had to – that brings me into what the heck we about to really be getting into today, because we would just be trying it in the world. And I just feel like every now and then again, you and I just need this episode for the listeners, for the people, for the culture, to just rant about these situations that are just going on, not only in our own personal lives, which is at the world at large or society at large or whatever it is. Just get it off our chest, because I have so much on my chest about things that are going on right now, and I'm sure you do too, because we talk off the record, and I'm just ready to chime the heck in. So if y'all are just now tuning in, it's a rant day. So turn up your speakers, turn up whatever you're listening to, your iPad, whatever device you're using, turn it up, honey, because it's rant day, period.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you said it, because there's been a lot of feelings harbored in my being that I need to just purge and release before I end up in jail. So
it's
okay. I got my mozzarella sticks. Okay, don't judge me. For y'all listening, okay, a person's gotta eat.
I am dead. Okay, we'll be writing about first. Period. That's what I want to know. Like, do I gonna go? I'm going, because I feel like we both got a lot.
So the thing I was going to rant about are the masks. Okay, not necessarily not the people that are wearing them. You good in my book, because you care about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's y'all inconsiderate no mask wearing buffoons out there who want to, who all of a sudden y'all got a breathing problem. You know, it's really rare, right? It's rare where you don't need to wear a mask. Some of y'all hoes don't got no breathing problem. Get it together, okay?
Right.
Put the mask on. I was going to rant about it until several states, mine, Ohio being one of them, made it mandatory that you need to wear a mask. Stop laughing. I didn't even get it out yet. But they made it mandatory that you got to wear a mask, girl. Okay, so I live here in Dayton. It started, that's where it started at first. And the mayor was like, you know, it's a mandatory thing. I got to wear a mask. And then the ordinance went into place on Friday, July 3rd at 8 a.m. Girl, I went to the grocery store. I saw all these people with no mask on. I was waiting for the tickets to be handed out. Tell me why I got in my car. I called the police department. department. Okay, I was getting my Karen on.
Period.
Okay, I was not playing. I called the I called the police department to ask homeboy. I was like, "Hey, what do I do if I see somebody out here not wearing a mask and breaking the law? I mean, because basically they're terrorists. What should I do?" And he's like, "Well, like," and then his whole tone changed. Okay, you could tell he don't be wearing no mask because he's like, "Well, it's a civil matter." And the ticket is $85. So and he's like by time you call us and we go investigate it, I mean it could turn out that they have a breathing problem. Okay, you just trying to get out of doing your job, so I need you to be fired because you got a job. So you supposed to be out here enforcing these laws and they out here breaking them. So I got upset about that. But then I go and look at the news a couple days later, and there's like 12 people who already called the police on these people. So I was like, oh, look at them. That's what I'm talking about, okay? Justice warriors out here.
Okay.
Stand your ground and report these Nazis that are not wearing their masks, that want to justify it, okay? And then what bothers me even more, so I expect this from white people not to wear their masks because, you know, they got privilege on their side and they don't like being told no. But you black people out there, okay, y'all out there walking around in packs, in herds, and acting like... Right, acting like y'all don't got to wear no mask. We don't need to be like them, okay? I'm not trying to be in these hospitals where they in there killing us. I probably shouldn't say that officially because I don't know if it's 100% true, y'all, but y'all know black people got a history with the medical field, and y'all trying to go up there and lay up in them beds and get even sicker and die. Y'all need to wear their masks, okay? Don't be like them other people out here wearing no masks. I'm sorry, this rant went on for a while, but... That was going to be my rant, but okay, but justice prevailed because they made it mandatory.
It sounds like it needs to be mandatory.
You can take that that's what I'm saying. You can take that $85 ticket. What I don't understand is that people, y'all complain about being in the house, being depressed, being not be able to go out with your friends and your family, and you miss them all of a sudden when you probably ain't care about them when you was on your day-to-day. But and then the government tell you, hey, wear a mask. So that way you can be outside and you could do your thing. You could do you. But then you want to sit there and be like, I ain't going to wear no mask. What you mean you ain't going to wear no mask? Okay, then you go in the house. One of my coworkers said that. She was like, I guess I ain't going to be going to work. Good, because we're trying to get the spray down. Stay your ass at home.
Period.
I'm sorry. I did long-winded, girl, but that really just bothered me, people not wearing a mask out here. I'm trying not to go into the second wave, and everybody else out here just like, they don't even give a damn.
Just don't even
care. And then wearing your mask under your nose. Don't wear it under your nose.
Stupid.
If you can't breathe, stay home.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Take the mic away, SJB, because I'm going to keep going. We ain't going to talk about nothing else.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't mean to hound. I just have comments on that, the whole mask ordeal. Because as soon as you said, child, it be our own people. Did you see the video? It may be Instagram or on any news outlet, child, the big old party they had, pool party they had in Atlanta. All the people, child, in that room, in that pool, at that party. Girl, I said,
nasty.
Girl, are we
just
serious?
Nasty.
Like, somebody must, I must have get the memo. The coronavirus must have disappeared. Because when I saw that video, I was like, okay, what? This must have been a couple of months ago. But then I looked at the timestamp. I was like, wait a minute. These people out here now, current day, July 2020, acting up. No mask at all, inside at all. Not even a little bit.
Right. And they ain't even social distancing. You over letting people breathe on you, cough on you, giving you that nasty disease. Like, I'm telling you, I'm treating every person without a mask like the plague. You should see me in the grocery store. Like somebody walk up to me with a mask, I turn to the side, and I'm like, ooh. No, or I've literally done this. I'll turn around aggressively, walk off into the next aisle, and go to the other side so they can see that I walk all the way around them because I don't want to be a touch and infested with their terrorism.
That is so darn true. I saw this interesting saying. I think it was a quote or something, and it was like, "I'd rather have a hard time breathing with a mask than to have a hard time breathing on a ventilator in a hospital." So
okay.
I was like, when I read that, I said, oh, child, that's real. I'd rather be having a hard time moving that mask around, getting a little air down to the child, but I'm going to still keep it on. Cover
Isn't
my
it
whole
like
face.
A stay in a hospital? Exactly. Isn't a stay in a hospital like 30,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be an exaggeration, but I thought it was
child.
That.
A bill, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a couple mortgages. I ain't got that
huh.
in the hospital. Maybe y'all Josh. Louis the Louis Vuittons, because I don't know
Must
if it's real
be.
Louis. Girl, okay? Out there, maybe y'all got that money. Come pay my bill when you infect me. I'm wishing death to people who don't wear masks. I'm sorry. That's probably too extreme, but it really bothers me.
You
don't care.
It's rent day. It's rent day. No limits. No limits. Trust me.
I know.
Ooh,
wear the mask,
okay.
y'all. That's all. That's the more of the point. Wear the mask.
That's it. That's all. And that's on period. Oh, what is my rant? You got me queued up thinking about all of mine at once. Period. Okay. So it's a rant, but then it's like a little bit of not a rant because I have a solution for it. But still, anyways. So my thing is, we all know this is kind of touching base, or I guess paying homage to our episode with the whole Black Lives Matter ordeal that's going on and police brutality. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like people aren't focused. And what I mean by that is, here we are making all these problematic ass changes that we have should have been made, like these racist ass statues or mm-hmm. these racist ass iconic figures that we used to praise back in the day, or you know, like that whole white culture being thrown
mm-hmm.
on other people. But it took for several of us to die, and then specifically I'm thinking about one person, Breonna Taylor. Here it is that we're changing Aunt Jemima. We're changing this. Now we're trying to be so black appropriate now. But right. But we still have not arrested the cops that killed her. Like,
okay.
Why? Like, the energy is too much on things that really need, like, those things need to happen, but they're not a priority. Right. So I'm just like,
right.
That's my issue. Like, why are we so focused on, like, are you doing that as a distraction so we can forget about, like, these poor guys have not been detained or arrested or fired from their jobs, and they murdered a woman that was in her bed, sleep child.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
That, I am still, like, every time, and I love the memes they have going on right now. They was like, yeah, I'm just in the kitchen cooking, but those cops still haven't been arrested yet, Breonna Taylor. Like, I'm living for that whole meme thread that I keep seeing, because they're like, okay, yeah, this is happening, but Breonna Taylor's killers still have not been detained. Like, I'm loving that is continuously trending all over, because I'm just like, yeah, anybody about to forget that? Like, you can't just,
right.
you just honestly cannot get away with that. So that's like my big but small rant, because that shit just really irritates me every time I think about it, because I'm like, y'all trying to be so progressive in all these other areas and lanes, right? People stepping back, oh, I feel like this should be for a black person voicing a white character. Okay, that's beautiful. I love all that. That's fantastic. But did you sign a goddamn petition to get these four guys in the tank? Probably not.
Right, I'm wondering
you
people look at
the petition.
Wrong
thing.
I definitely signed it.
Yeah. Like,
I was like, why? Go ahead.
Or shed some type of light using your platform. You ain't even got to be signed a petition, but some type of, you know, highlight or light or shedding light on that situation.
I'm
at
just
large,
trying to figure out what.
It's a thing. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Continue, girl. Continue.
No, I'm done now, but that just really grinds my gears. Hashtag Peter Griffin. That shit grinds my gears. Like, I just cannot really, I can't get with that. Like, y'all trying to be so progressive everywhere else, but y'all not be progressive for it. Honestly, right now, in this day and time, counts.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just.
That's a good rant. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We all know the case
yeah.
and what has gone
yeah.
on through it.
Yeah.
And the fact
mm-hmm.
is, it's as if society is like, we don't care. We already gave y'all one, so we're not going to give you another.
Right, right.
Like, I don't
exactly.
understand what the powers to be are talking about in their war rooms when they decide not to arrest the people that killed her.
Right.
Okay, you passed her a law, but you should have had that law in place before she died.
Right. Oh, and that trifling-ass guy, I forgot his name, and I was telling myself I remember him. I think he's like the what is he? He's some type of, I think he's the chief.
He's like attorney
in that
or
city or something like that. And his ass has the nerve to get married that goddamn. Like, I just, he's not, like, if you do not have the balls to do what's right in your community and seek proper justice, then you need to step the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Because, in my opinion, looking from the outside in, it just clearly at its finest. Like, I saw his wedding pics, and I ain't seen that one black person in that photo. Just him, his white wife, and the friends. This is like, it would seem like a get-out situation. That's what it felt like. He all smiling like everything's okay, like he's just doing the best he can. No. Yeah. I just was baffled when I saw those engagement party photos. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? Like, I wish I was there. I wish I would have knew the date and time. I would have popped up with my posters. Hashtag Breonna Taylor. I'm ruining this shit. Y'all can get engaged later. Go in that office and enact some motherfucking, like, do something. You just sitting back. And you have power to do something. Oh, my God. What's his name? Trifling.
You got to find out. But I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Was it powers to be having, like, a life and stuff like that? But the fact that you have said nothing.
Nothing
that I know
at
of.
All. Nothing.
You haven't done anything. So what makes you think that people are going to want to see you happy, getting all engaged and stuff when you're not? And then it's like, I'm also trying to give people the benefit of the doubt just because I don't know a lot about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
what
if he doesn't have the power like we think he does?
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know. But the fact that somebody somewhere, my bad, I was pressing buttons.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody somewhere got the power to arrest these people. Like, you need to arrest them because what they did was wrong. You're even saying by putting that law in place, what they did was wrong. So they need to pay for
so
what they did.
So you know that it's wrong. So why have you not followed up and did something? If you know, even if you don't have the power, something should have been said. Some statement should have been released. I'm looking into this. Like, something. You know the people. If you can't make the motherfucking claim, then you know the right person that can.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but what do you expect? I mean, look what happened with Sandra Bland.
Mm-hmm.
Just brushed under the rug.
Yep. Yeah. I just, this
it's
is
sad
just,
to,
baffling.
It's sad to say that, but it's just like, it's a thing I've heard. I've looked up a lot of different things or saw a lot of different things why people either support the Black Lives Matter movement or why they don't. And some people would say the Black Lives Matter movement leaves out Black women. They also leave out Black trans, which isn't the case 100%, because if you go look, I was just on their page today, and they had, like, Black trans that have lost their lives. They've had Black women who have lost their lives on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the narrative that is pushed a lot is for Black men a lot of the time. If you look at the officers and stuff that were, I don't know if they all gonna be convicted now. Okay, we gotta be realistic here, because this is America. But the fact is that a lot of those officers have been arrested, even though one was released.
Right.
And this is because, and this was a Black male that was murdered. Whereas you have Breonna Taylor, who was clearly murdered. She was sleeping. She wasn't doing anything, and And they haven't arrested them yet. And the same thing with Sandra Bland, where I thought they said that someone hurt her, they killed her. And they tried to make it seem like it was a suicide. Right. So I could be 100% wrong and a little fuzzy on the details, but that is what I thought I heard or read somewhere. But that just hasn't been looked into either. How do we know that those cops were arrested and something happened to them? They could just be living their lives and, you know, picking their next target. It's just, when it comes to, I'm just saying from a Black woman's perspective, and I'm sure Black women are not the only ones that experience this, but when it comes to Black women, we are ignored a lot of times. And we're not taken as seriously, whether it's in the medical field or whether it's, and I'm talking about like being seen, like having like high birth rates, or was it immortality? Not immortality. What is it? I'm trying to speak on something. I didn't even say it right. But like dying from giving birth. I can't think of the actual term. What's
dying
the
term
of birth,
for?
I don't know what that's called. I know. I can't even think of it right now. I knew it like the back of my hand a while ago. But anyways, things like that, or being or having medical students think that Black women don't experience pain at the same rate, or we experience pain more, whereas like the whole strong Black woman narrative comes in and masculinizing, I don't know, making Black women as if they are like this masculine figure and deeming them not attractive, like all these different stigmas that are placed on Black women. And if things happen to them, it's just not taken seriously. I mean, think about that show on Hulu that you were talking about. I finished that. The rate of, what is her name? Why can't we remember names? You know what I'm talking about? The one on Hulu?
Laura, yeah, on Hulu. The documentary? Yeah. What the heck? Anyways, it'll come back. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Girl, but she ain't even get justice. It wasn't until, the 2000s, and they didn't even arrest anybody. Like, some of them died, but a lot of them went on to get good jobs and went on to get married, even though they raped her and didn't even, nothing happened. It was just like, whatever, just another person, who cares? But let that have been a white person in any gender, something would have happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm long-winded, but it sucks that we have to continuously shout at the top of our lungs, Breonna Taylor, Breonna Taylor, Breonna Taylor, because even though we were shouting just the same for George Floyd, but they arrested those people. Now, if they're going to convict them, that's another thing. The same thing with Ahmaud Arbery. Like, they arrested them. What's the difference between the two besides their gender? They're both Black. And then if you want to talk about trans issues, girl, that's a whole nother ball game too, that people haven't paid for what they've done. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Trans women, trans men. Mm-hmm. It's so weird because I feel like we talk a lot about trans women, which we definitely should, but I think we also forget about Black trans men as well in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But trans people overall. Yeah. So.
For sure. Because I didn't realize that, that was like a thing that I like, subconsciously did, like, as far as conversations and trans experience, right? I always think of trans women before I think of trans men, when I should just think of trans people as a whole, because I finally watched Disclosure, like the full thing.
Oh, yay!
And I was like, oh, yes. Like, this is like, yes. Like, I don't know, like, why, what in my mind didn't, like, I don't know. It's just leaving out things and parts of different communities and experiences, right? Because one has kind of been more, I don't know, I think I've been closely related or close by myself relating more to trans women and their experience. And I think that's what my vision kind of geared towards them more and not towards trans men, because they're doing the complete, I guess, opposite of like who I am and what, you know. So, and embracing masculinity and femininity and things like that. But,
Definitely frustrating. I just hope something comes out of it. I hope that the people don't forget her name. I hope that people don't forget that those cops need to be arrested. I hope it doesn't fade away. And then you have, like, one or two people still in the background saying, justice for Breonna Taylor. Like, come on, get them people arrested. Point blank, period.
Right.
It ain't that hard. Get them arrested.
It's not. It is not.
Yes, girl, that was a good rant. I don't blame you for
that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. I think last week, when we were originally going to do this topic, I had another rant in the back of my mind, but that has been overshadowed because what they call him, Struggle Dress, aka Lil Wayne, and 50 Cent. The trolls of the trolls, girl. I just I've been watching several videos. Have you seen it? Have you listened to it at all? Like, how they were talking about how Black women are angry at them when they go and date quote-unquote exotic women, or just, I'm just going to refer to them as non-Black women.
Right, yes. I've heard 50 Cent's stance. I haven't heard Lil Wayne.
Right. Okay. So no, I don't even think he said anything. I think he didn't really say too much. The thing is, he was cackling like a hyena. Like, he really sounded like one of them hyenas on The Lion King. He's just laughing. He's talking about, you should have seen, he was rolling. He thought it was the funniest thing. And I was just so frustrated. It just frustrates me because, like, so many other, like, YouTubers that I've watched, because, you know, that's my thing. I love YouTube. And people who have made videos have pointed out, like, Black women, there are a decent amount of Black women that don't give a shit Black men who you date. You can date whomever you choose to. Like, that is your,
right.
that's, you could do that. But yes. do not sit there and degrade Black women in the process of you dating these non-Black women. Like, that's the biggest problem. And that's
it.
What,
yes.
that's what everybody is saying. And what's frustrating to me is because I am in an interracial relationship and I'm like
right.
so big on Black issues, Black culture, yes. Black love, everything that is Black. Like, I'm like Issa Rae. I'm like rooting for everything that's Black. Like, that's just it. And the fact is, with me being in an interracial relationship, the difference, people won't really see a difference between like a Black man dating a white girl and a Black woman dating a white boy. You know what I'm saying? But the difference is, like, you can even ask my husband, not once in the amount of days and years and second and hours that we have spent together have I ever degraded Black men. I've never degraded him in front of him
yep.
or behind their back, because I'm not for a second going to give him a reason to think it's okay to disrespect Black men, because that's not okay and that's never okay. And I make sure it's known where my stance is when it comes to Black men, Black women, Black trans, Black queer, anything Black. Like, I let him know and I expect him to be on board with that. And that's just point blank period. And I feel as if that energy is not the same when it comes to Black men. And that's not all Black men, but it's the ones you see in the media and the ones that are pushed forward. Because I feel like there are a lot of Black men that feel the same way I feel, and like being taking pride in your Blackness. They're just they're just quieter. You know what I'm saying? They're not as known. But these 50 Cents and Struggle Dre, Lil Wayne people, like, because Dre really do be struggling. I heard somebody say that. Somebody else called him now. I was like, girl, you on to something. That's what I'm going to stop calling him. Because I don't like Lil Wayne. I've always hated Lil Wayne. I never understood why people liked him. Even before the Carter Girl, I don't know. His first song I heard was Fireman, and I hated him for it. I was like, ooh. I just hated him, but I'm also a good judge of character, girl, because I knew he was no good. But
talk about
the point is, though, is like they try to make it seem like Black women are just so bitter about them dating other people. Like, granted, there are a small bit of Black women that will probably just turn their nose up at you, just a small percent. I'm saying like a 1% that will look at you and be like, oh, why you with that non-Black girl?
Right.
Like, oh, my goodness. But the majority of us, we don't give a damn. It's like we're going to love people that love us back regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, some Black women won't date outside their ethnicity, and that's fine. You are allowed to do that. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But there are other Black people, Black women, who are not just exclusive to Black men. They're like, hey, if you love me and you are respectful to me, you care about me and you are rooting for me, I want to be with you regardless of what your skin color is. Now, if you happen to be Black, that is a bonus for me because that makes sense. But if you're not, I'm not going to sit there and knock you because you're treating me so well. Like, why should I be against somebody treating me well? You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things I really wanted to rant about. Like, Black men, get off your high horse and stop thinking that Black men have it out for you. Just stop disrespecting us in front of your non-Black partners, because then they think that they can come over and start speaking on Black women based on your self-hate and what they hear you say. If you hate yourself, that's fine. Talk about yourself. Don't sit there and talk about Black women, because we don't have anything to do with the way you are as a person. Like, if you got some self-hate, especially like 50 Cent and Lil Wayne and all them other people, like, you got too much money for you to be that ignorant. You need to go see a therapist. Hell, you need to go see Dr. Phil, who ain't even a real doctor. Like, go handle your issues and stop throwing them in Black women's laps, because I'm sick of it. Like, I hate, like, and it's weird because when I see, hear things like that, I disconnect from it because I know, like, I'm a Black woman, but you ain't talking about me, because I don't know what Black woman you got in your mind, but Black women I know ain't like that. So, but in the same mindset and breath, I have to check those things because other people, it's kind of like if you're doing something, like if somebody teaches you something, right? And then you figure out a way to do it more efficiently, or you kind of do a way to like to trick the system. But then you have your child watching you do that. But you don't want them to take those same shortcuts that you learned. You want them to do it the right way and like find their own way kind of thing. But yet you're still doing it in front of them. So how are they going to learn to do it the correct way if they keep seeing you do it the easy way? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like I lost it when I was saying that. But it's just like, where did I start off? I done forgot what I where I was leading to.
Oh, okay. So I know you were leading off. You were talking about 50 Cent and Lil Wayne and just how their problematic ideas of seeing this version or variation of what a black woman is or demeaning them in their character for the sake of exotic, quotes, individual.
Just, I know, I done lost it somewhere. If y'all caught up, y'all got what I was saying, give me a thumbs because I don't know what, I feel like I lost it. But just stop degrading black women for your own entertainment, your own amusement, because we're not doing anything to you. And even if we are, that is that one black person that's doing something to you. Like sliminess, griminess, cruddiness, triflingness, it comes in all colors. And it is not just a black woman's thing. It's not just a black man's thing. It's not just a white, Hispanic, Native, Middle Eastern, Asian thing. It comes in every color. So don't just limit it to black women, which is, I know you probably want to jump on and say something, but the last thing is that if you ever notice is that black men who have these biracial children, they end up having this self-hate within themselves, but then you never see where, like, I mean, you probably, I'm sure it's out there, I ain't gonna say you never see, but for the most part, when a black woman has a biracial child, they tend to breed, they tend to make their children have pride in themselves and not self-hate a lot of the time. Now, there are some kids out there, but I feel like I see it more with black men. And because you've seen it with Bow Wow's daughter when he had the little video and he was in something, I think he called her black. And she's like, I'm not black. Girl, we'll want you. Talk about I'm not black. Like, okay, stay over there in your corner, in your non-black corner. It's just stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, there's a lot of self-hate within the black community that will take forever and a day to work through. I went on a long time. SJB, thank you for letting me. And yes, you comment if you need to.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just interested in this idea of self-hate when it comes to, like, people in the media, like rappers. I'm going to even name those specifically, but just rappers. They're not the only ones. I don't know if it's proper terminology, but I want to say it because in the queer community, you have those people who are a part of that community, right? But they have problems with people. Like, they have problematic ideals and problems and narratives that they force on other people, and they, like, ostracize themselves from that community just because they don't want to be associated with whatever it is they don't like about it, right? And I can label that as, like, an internalized homophobia. Even though you're gay, you are shunning these people for things and actions that they are doing within their own community. You don't want to be associated with it. So when it comes to, like, rappers doing that, I just see it as, like, some type of internalized, I don't want to say racism, but that's what's feeling okay. Like, this internalized racism, like, you are literally demeaning the women or whoever you are dating of color just because you think something else, exotic, quotes, is more desirable. Right. And I think it destroys the narrative of black women specifically, or black trans women specifically, or anybody that's a lover being desirable. But my point is, you're destroying the narrative of black women being desirable, right? And you're flipping it to only exotic women or that are light skinned, that have these color eyes, that have this color hair, that have this hair texture.
Right.
Like, you're further destroying the narrative that people have tried, black women have tried so hard to create for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And I think just outside looking in, because I'm not a black woman, but I just kind of relate to the problematic ideas of people who are ostracized for being who they are. I was going into a great point, but anyways, it kind of left me all the way. But I just think it's interesting that men do that and kind of destroy these narratives, and then they don't have a problem with it, and then they think it's even better. Like, it's all good if that's all you want to, if all you want to date is these quote unquote exotic women, fine. That is fine. Good for you. But, you know, like you said, do not demean, degrade, demonize these black women who've tried so hard to create this narrative of desirability, one, or this narrative of being strong. And that's my point. The whole strong topic that we spoke on earlier, like, I think that's the reason why people misinterpret black women and just being strong, because they are having to deal with conversations like Lil Wayne and 50 Cent. So some people are like myself, like, do overcompensate for to fit this image of what people see us as, right? Like this strong, oh, independent, this and that. And then that's all people see, and that's all people know them for. So that's what they label them as, right, as strong, strong. Oh, they can handle this, they can handle this. But this is only in effect because of what y'all are doing to us, right? Like it's like a double negative or a contradiction. Like I'm only pinning myself as strong, independent, whatever, 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 because you are having these conversations about me in a room where I'm not in that room and demeaning me as a person or as a black woman or as a woman. So that was the point that came back into that one. It's just very interesting hearing that.
Mm-hmm. We can go on and on about this topic. This is definitely an episode worth chopping, but I just had to rant for it a little bit. I'm just tired of it.
You know what? That rant, if y'all look up, everyone who's listening, there's a, she is a whole clown, but she makes some sense. She says certain things. Tiffany Ballard. She says, if you're going to be black, stand in it in all shapes. That applies to everything. It's so simple, right? It's so simple, but like, it's the truth. Like, honestly, that's it. That's all you got to do.
Go ahead. That's all you got to do. Keep going, girl. Keep going.
No. I'm done. That's all you have to do. Really simple. Period.
I always like cut you off, and then I'm like, oh wait, and I want you to jump back in and say it, but then you'd be like, it's okay. That's all I'm gonna say.
Double Dutch. Okay.
Right. Exactly. No, I was just gonna say that I don't understand how there are black people within our community that can pick and choose the people that they want to support or love. Like, to me, being a black person and being in the black community, like, when I say I'm rooting for all people black, like, that's what I am. I'm rooting for everything that is black and positive and means to move us forward. And I don't understand why that excludes other people, like, why people can't get that. I mean, that's why I've been trying to, like, understand black conservatives anymore, because I don't want to exclude them, even though I don't agree with their ideologies and I don't understand them. I'm trying, because at the end of the day they are still black and they deserve to be respected just like the next black person, regardless if they want to support Trump or not. They don't deserve to be exiled or having their black card take away, because that's not cool. Like, they're still black,
right?
So girl, I know it's really hard. That's a hard pill to swallow, girl, because I go back and forth when it comes to Terry Crews, but he's still black, girl. Okay?
That's sure enough. Is. Yeah.
Don't get me started. Okay, girl, what's your rant? No, you got one.
I had an idea of one that I was going to do before this last one that I wanted to do, but I'm going to switch them just because a point you just hit, and that's about, like, people in our community choosing who they want to support. And that's specifically LGBTQIA oriented. I made a post maybe a week and a half ago, and it just really baffles me, and it really annoys me, and it's really, like, especially when I see people doing it. And this is a situation where you support people of my community, meaning the LGBTQIA or queer people, however you identify. You support them when it's convenient for you, or you support them when the camera's on you to show that you're supporting them, or you support them because it's doing something for your business and you know that that is the targeted audience that shops your merchandise. Like, that shit eats me up. Like, I just cannot, especially when I see it. Like, it's like, I've seen it for a while, but it the older I get, the more I realize, and the more I submerge myself into my own community and learning things and ideas and history, because, you know, sometimes you just have to just go submerge yourself and know your facts before you come into a situation and make informed opinion on something. And for a long time, I've just been seeing it, like, literally, like, and it doesn't even have to be like a professional setting. It could just be a friendship. Oh, I'm going to be friends with him. Oh, he's the most popular person on campus, and he's gay. I'm going to flock to him because he's gay, and me hanging with him makes it feel like I'm not a homophobe, which I low-key am, but I'm going to hang with them anyway, so that I don't seem that way, because the majority, it's 2020, and I need to be pro this, pro that, right? And I'm just starting to see a lot of that. Like, I just feel like if you are going to stand by a cause, stand by a community, stand by what a community that's considered minorities or marginalized, like, continue standing by them. Don't leave them when shit gets hard and you see, and they want you to come out there and march with them, or they want you to sign this petition for them. You know what I'm saying? You can mm-hmm. let us style you, can let us do your hair, you can let us do this, do that, and the third, but as soon as a real issue comes up that affects my community, you don't want to be a part of it.
Exactly.
So it just really irritates me, like how people use people, and then also irritates me on the flip side, there are people in my community that literally will let people do that. Like, literally, like, don't, it's okay, it's cool. Da, da, da. No, like, that's disrespecting yourself and your community by allowing somebody to treat you that way, or letting somebody treat you as if you're a convenience or you're an option in their lives.
Right.
And that's just not, just human to human, it's not right. Like, not even just being of the community, just as a human.
Right.
No one should just be tolerating you because they're getting something out of it.
Exactly.
And if I'm
going
to be friends with someone, I'm going to, and even if it's something I do not understand, I'm going to try to educate myself to understand, you know, because in order to stand for something, you probably need to know what it is you're standing for, right? But it's just like, when it comes to, like, the community, it's just like, you know what they face. You see it every day, and it's like, we all are facing something, right? But specifically when it comes to, like, trans people being murdered or Black queer individuals being murdered, any identifiers being murdered, and you just sit there quiet, but you still want me to provide some type of service for you, whether that be a friendship or whether that be some type of product, like some type of anything, but you're not standing for me. Like, how can you stand, how can I stand for you if you don't stand for me? Basically all I'm saying, literally.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if I have a friend, like a cisgender Black woman, and I know, I'm very aware of things that Black women face, I'm about to be out there with her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And doing the work or whatever it takes for her to feel as though she has support. And I don't feel the need to get anything from it. I don't need a camera on. I don't need a picture taken. I don't need any of that. I just want her to know that I'm there to support her as a friend, as a human. I think what we lack today is not seeing people as human.
Mm-hmm. Girl, that ain't nothing new. Shoot. That's an everyday thing, sadly.
Right. So that was my rant.
That's a lot all at once. Because you got, like, the pandering to the LGBTQIA community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're doing it for, like, girl, I just learned what that word was a couple weeks ago. So, because I heard it on YouTube. And they're, I mean, girl, YouTube is, I see, I already know. But, like, just people pandering to people. And I knew what it was. But I never thought of it as a word in my mind. Like, I knew the actions and, like, you know, what it looked like. But knowing that that is what pandering is just, you know, showing, like you said, out catering to another audience, but only doing it so that way you can get something beneficial out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really have, you're not doing it from a genuine place. You're just doing it because you're like, all right, this is my market. They're trying to be on, so let me promote this to them. I mean, it's kind of like that with, like, the hair care industry a lot of the time. Like, a lot of them products y'all probably out there using, Africa Best or African Pride, Shea Moisture, Dark and Lovely, girl. Y'all know some white people is behind that. They own that, okay? Can you imagine all these whitey McWhiteys sitting in the boardroom talking about Dark and Lovely, girl? They own all those. They own a lot of those products, and they're pandering to Black women because they know that there is money in them. The same thing goes for the LGBTQIA. There are so many people, so many places that I've noticed that have put up the rainbow flag, and they're like, "Happy Pride!"
Mm-hmm.
Got their little rainbow stickers. My, we stand with you, girl. Where you been at all year? Okay, I need you 365.
Right.
Okay, there's 365 days. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You took one of those days out of the 365. I'm sorry, where the rest of them at? Because there's a lot. Like,
talk
you need
it.
To be standing through and through. Because there's, I mean, like you said, there's constantly trans men and women out here dying on a daily basis that people are not talking about. The names, the list of names on there are so long. There are, I don't even know, there's so many, like, rights that are being violated consistently from the LGBTQIA community. They have things that they're facing within their own community, their racial communities that they have to deal with. Like, there's just, the problems are endless. So it's just don't pander. That's the one.
Don't.
And then, like you said, don't pander. And then don't try to seem like you cool with me because you're fetishizing me in a way, or fetishizing my lifestyle. Because you're like, because you see or what is it, the gay best friend kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I know I've used that phrase before, but not in a way where it's like, oh, you're my gay best friend, like, kind of thing. I use it because I heard it Well, I don't got nothing original, y'all. I be hearing stuff on TV, and I be running. So I heard it on TV, but I was saying it like a joke, because they were like, because this thing, they were like, oh, are you still being someone's gay best friend? They're like, I don't know, are you being someone's sassy black friend? Like, that's what they were saying
each
other. Because it's like playing these parts that society was expecting of them.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. I was saying that to one of my friends, and I was like, you know, it's just interesting. I just thought that was interesting. But don't try to be cool with someone because you see, I guess, how society is receiving them, and you think that it's going to make you cool by being with them because you're just using that person at the end of the day, which you have already said. I'm just reiterating everything, but I don't understand why people do that. I don't understand why people are users. Because I don't have a using spirit. We all have a user spirit in us in some way. Now, whether you decide to use that is another thing.
Are you going to tap into that? Or
exactly. Whether you're going to tap into it is another thing, and that's what I don't get when people tap into that. I can't – it's just me. I feel like it's so wrong, and I think the lines between right and wrong, they can be blurred a lot of the times, but at the same time, they're clear in a lot of spaces. So why would you think it's okay – to use this person for whatever gain you think is going to help you or where you think is going to boost you to. Like, I couldn't imagine using someone based on their sexual orientation or their sexuality. Are those two different things? Sexuality, sexual orientation? I don't know why I'm asking you. Like, you're a girl, I'm going to ask Google. I'm going to ask Google. Don't answer. I'm going to ask Google. I don't know why I asked you, okay? I'm going to ask Google. Anyways, though, but, like, why would you try to use someone? I'm going to say you, for example, because you are a part of the community. You are a gay male. And the fact is, like, you are very popular. And I think anybody could be drawn to you as a person because you are nice. But I think it could also attract the wrong kind of people because they're like, oh, he's so popular, like I want to feed off what he got kind of thing. So pretending to be for you, but at the same time they don't support anything that you do. It's kind of like that thing that Christians say. Well, what is it? Christians say that you can support the person, but you don't have to support their lifestyle type thing. So I think that's
interesting.
I know. I say all that to say that one little thing, y'all, but I feel a lot of people take that. That's how they apply it. Like, you can support them, but they'll be supporting their lifestyle. So it's like how they could, them supporting you could be like picking up the phone every time you call or going out to clubs when you invite them. But then at the same time thinking, oh, well, I don't think you should get married. I don't think you should be able to adopt. I don't think it's cool when you date somebody. Like, I know that you're gay, but why can't you be with a woman, you know, type stuff like that. So, I don't think it's cool that people do that. I don't know why I went long-winded, girl. Somebody need to stop me sometime. Take the mic.
No, you're good. You are good. Truth. So much truth in that.
I know. It's been a truth. It's been truth in a lot. Right. We ranted. It was like four things that we ranted about, y'all. But there's so much more. We just, we had to get the layers off. Because I'm still, I don't even still feel fulfilled after getting it off. Because I just want to be like, I don't even feel fulfilled. Because I want to stand on top of the mountain and just yell all these issues out. But hopefully you got something from what we talked about as always. We usually don't say this at the end, because I know you probably want to chime in and say something, but make sure you like and comment and subscribe. Girl, I'm getting my YouTube one over here. But apparently you could do that with podcasts. You can subscribe to us on different channels. I mean, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, we're on Anchor. The list goes on. So subscribe to us. That way you know when we're getting new episodes pop up. We usually do them every Wednesday. The time is usually TBA, but it's on a Wednesday.
Okay.
And
just
you
wait
know,
for Wednesday
like,
and for day. Give us
right, exactly.
On that day.
Exactly. Exactly. And then follow us on Instagram, Odd Ones Out Podcast. Make sure you know that it says Miss Proper and SJB on there because there are apparently a lot of people using Odd Ones Out. Yeah. And then let's be honest, it's only one Odd Ones Out, and that's us.
Period.
Okay, exactly. It's us. It's we. And, you know, give us some comments. I mean, some of y'all do be commenting, but it's not as much. You know, I want to hear y'all's feedback. We want to hear the feedback. Because I just want to know, what you want to hear and stuff like that. I mean, we already got, like I said, episodes planned, but, girl, we can shift that. We make the rules.
Okay. We do it all the time.
Right. I know. I'm sorry I took that over, SJB. But I just
you're good.
Put it out
that
there.
That was necessary. That was necessary.
Mm-hmm, we never say it. I always think it's obvious because, I mean, y'all live in what is it, the 21st century? Is that the century we're still in?
Yup.
I feel like such an airhead. And we in the 21st century, y'all. So y'all already, y'all should know what to do. So,
okay, and it's not easy. Though, in case it takes like 2 seconds.
Right.
Literally takes
right.
two
it's
seconds.
Free.
To, like, tap, share,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right, okay? Since we on this support Black Business Movement, girl, support this Black podcast.
There's the hashtag support Black podcasters, period.
Because we out here.
I love that.
Right, it ain't even a job. It's just something that we like to do for fun. But it's
honestly,
cool
if we're not getting paid to do this,
response.
We're just doing it for fun, y'all.
But
okay, if you have any
so
sponsors out there, hey, you know,
girl, I think we supposed. I think you're. I think we're supposed to reach out to sponsors, but we getting too long winded. We have to talk about this offline.
That's fine.
But yeah. Okay, right, exactly. Just give us some feedback. That's all I want.
Yes, period. Well, guys, we'll see you all, gals and gals. We'll see you all next week for another lovey-dovey episode. And
mm-hmm.
we are the What Odd Ones Out.